Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here's our producer and engineer, Mr. Stephen Chaldone.
Hey there.
How are we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You know, I was walking into the studio, had my bag with me.
Okay.
And a young kid comes up to me, you know, working here at the radio station.
That's anybody here.
That's true. And they say, you know what? I heard you were on the air for 29 years here. And I said, yeah, I've been doing this show for 29 years. I said, that's longer than I've been alive. I said, don't you have some place to go?
Yeah, leave.
Don't you have something to do, little boy? Unbelievable.
Man, it goes like a blink, though.
But you know, you think about it, 29 years we've been at this show, though. It's a long time.
It is.
And you know what? Everywhere I go, I got to tell you, this has become a tradition for a lot of people. They listen on Sundays Saturdays or whenever you listen to us. I don't know. It's a great thing.
I appreciate that. Thank
you. It's a happy thing. You know, I'm very happy about that. So many people have listened to us over the years. Kind of a cool thing.
It's cool, and I don't think there's other shows like us.
No, I tell you the truth. I don't think so. I've been looking around, and I do that all the time. Say, what's been around like this long? You know, that's on the kind of like a religious show on a secular kind of world. I don't know. Like, is there anything out there? I don't know.
I haven't heard. If you know something, like us,
email
I'm kind
us.
Of proud of that a little bit.
Yeah,
but,
email us at religionandrock.com. Let us know. It's interesting, you know. And we're also by the way, Sheldon, we're getting a new website.
Oh.
New website for us. Get
that
ready, buddy boy.
Cool.
I got to get a picture of you, actually. They told me, see if you can get a picture of Sheldon.
I was on the Dyson website, and our little ad came up for Religion and Rock.
Yes, they have a nice ad for us.
And I was like, ooh.
DRVC.org has a nice ad for Religion and Rock. I like that. That's pretty good. We're talking about traditions. You know, the tradition of the church, the tradition of faith, the traditions in our own lives, and even the tradition of this show. You know, we have certain rhythms that carry us through life. That's what we're celebrating, and that's what we're recognizing.
We'll be right back.
of those traditions are kind of important, you know, to recognize even like musical traditions in our lives. You know, we have certain music that kind of always represents something more to us, right? Like so many couples kind of have that first dance and that first dance at their wedding. You know, it's an important thing, and that music kind of sticks around forever. There's something really important to that music. You know, and I think in our lives, music does illustrate our lives, right? There's something really beautiful about that. And even when we go see a show, there's certain ways we know that we see a show, right? Like even when you see a concert, like Billy Joel always ends his shows with Piano Man. You know, Paul McCartney always ends with The End from Abbey Road. There's all these different things, but that's all part of the tradition of music, you know? And there's certain musical traditions, even in opera and jazz and all of this other stuff too. But the bottom line of it is that there's a rhythm, you know? It's not all haphazard. It is this kind of a flow to things. So I think we need that in our lives, that there has to be a bit of the song remains the same without it becoming boring. And I think that's kind of the challenge of life, right? To make life interesting and exciting, and yet at the same time allow it to develop and grow. So that's kind of part of what we're called to in our own lives, is to recognize the rhythm of life, you know, but God wants us to be excited about life too. It's not like we're here just to go womp, womp, womp. No, we're here to be excited about life and really recognize that, yeah, even though there's a certain rhythm, like Monday to Friday we work, Saturday and Sunday we're off, Sunday we go to church. Yeah, there's the rhythm. But you know what? In the midst of that rhythm, there's so much excitement. In the midst of that rhythm, I hope there's so much laughter and insight that we kind of come to recognize that, wow, we're really blessed by God. Here's Bob Seger. This is called Rock and Roll Never Forgets.
So now sweet 16's done, 31. You get the feeling.
Bob Seger, Rock and Roll Never Forgets. You know, it's interesting in our lives. That's what tradition is about, is not forgetting the rhythm of certain things in our family, certain things in our lives, you know? And I think there's kind of an importance to that. Sometimes when you take out, I guess, the Christmas, you know, stuff to decorate, you know, you look and say, oh my gosh, I made that when I was in eighth grade and we still have it. You know, there's something kind of cool about that. And you say, yeah, it's been on the tree ever since I've been in eighth grade. Or maybe you have something, you know, that's like that. And it becomes kind of an important thing. You know, I know for me, with the Christmas stuff, it was the top of the tree. You know, every year my dad would lift one of us up, my sister or I, up to the top of the tree, and, you know, one of us would put it on. Now, of course, we'd need a derrick to lift me up to the top of the tree, but the point is that there was a tradition, you know, and that tradition was beautiful. So that old Christmas topper for the tree, I have that in my office, like in a little box, you know, and it's right there. It just as a reminder to me of a beautiful tradition, one of millions, you know, that are part of my own personal life, but again, you have them too, and I think God gives us that rhythm to help us to celebrate, to help us to do things, to help us to kind of recognize that. Maybe you have, like, you know, special plates you have your meal on or whatever it is. Those things are important. I know couples who have a piece of their wedding cake, you know, in the freezer, just kind of waiting forever, you know? And there's something kind of cool about that, sort of like a Walt Disney slice of cake maybe. But you know what? Frozen, cryogenically, whatever, it's still there because it's part of a tradition. You know, it's something important. And I think God calls us to be those people who recognize that there's something important about keeping tradition. We keep them personally, but we have to keep them in faith as well. And we're going to talk more about that right after this. This is Blues Traveler. It's called Hook.
what you're doing to me. This MTV is not for free. This OPC is killing me. So desperately I'll sing the other love. Shove it off, so raging, hate and pain and fear itself. And I can't keep these feelings on the shelf. I've tried, well, no doubt I lied. You'd be frank to suicide, but I got too much pride inside your hide. Or slide, I'll do as I'll decide and let it ride until I die. And only then shall I abide. Just try to catch a little tunes. A 50-minute ditties. I wanna bust all your balloons. I wanna burn all of the cities to the ground. I found now I'll never mess around unless I play. Then hey, I will go all day. Hear what I say, I have a prayer to pray. That's really all this was. When I'm feeling stuck in the buck, I don't rely on luck because I'm hungry.
Book, faith, traditions. Yeah, they kind of go together. That's what's nice about this. Because if you think about it, like what links us with people who have gone before us and gone before them and gone before them and so on and so on? Well, it's faith traditions, right? No matter what our faith tradition is, that's kind of what brings us all the way back. And that's why, you know, there's certain pillars in faith that are such an important component of it, right? Like prayer, for example, and study and reflection. And all of those things make such a big difference, really, when you think about it. And in all of our lives, we're called to recognize that, to say, yeah, you know what? We have a faith tradition here. And so it's not fair for me to say, well, you know what? I'm just going to do Easter. Let me think. I think we'll have fried eggs. And we'll just sit around the house all day. Well, no. You know, there's a tradition with Easter, right? There's a certain tradition. Of course, there's, you know, food traditions and celebration traditions, but there's also a religious tradition. And I think part of celebrating, you know, faith is part of that. We just had the Jewish holidays, you know, and there's a very traditional way that our Jewish brothers and sisters celebrate the holidays. There's something beautiful about that. And the same thing for us, you know, Christian people, we celebrate them too. So it's important to see that, like, we need a sort of healthy respect for the different faith traditions that are out there, and also to recognize that, you know what, they've been entrusted to us, so we got to really live them and do the best we can with them and recognize that. So that kind of goes to this 25th anniversary of the Catechism of the Catholic Church that was released. And there's some, you know, you may remember that Baltimore Catechism, you know, but if you think back, there's something really important about this catechism, because this is sort of the root of our faith. It's the foundation of our faith, worth kind of looking at. It's more than an owner's manual. It's a kind of spiritual read, and available pretty much for free online, and you know, the books are pretty cheap too. But it's worth kind of reading it and say, well, what do I really believe? Like, how do you find out what you believe? Do you find it in the Bible? No. You find it in these kinds of things, in the Catechism of the Church. 25 years, kind of a good way to recognize that tradition in our lives. And here's Asia, Only Time Will Tell.
Sky. the lying's over. Gone, like the tears that used to tide me over. No disguising it, it really comes as no surprise to find that you planned it all along.
Only time will tell.
I see it now, it comes so clear.
Only time will tell.
Your insincerity and me are starry. You think that I would have known by now.
Now, sure as the sun will cross the sky, this lie is over. Lost, like the tears that used to tide me over.
Only time will tell. Well, certainly that's true about traditions, that they change in time sometimes. And I think that's okay. You know, if you think about how you celebrated when you were a seventh grader, your birthday, hopefully you don't celebrate it the same way as a 40-year-old, right? You know, I think it changes as time goes on. It develops a little bit. And that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I remember when we were in high school and even in junior high, kids used to go around, the girls used to go around with like that boutonniere with gum on it. Remember the candy on it and stuff? And you would cut the piece off and have a piece of candy on the girl who was having her birthday, you know? There's some kind of nice about that. But the reality is that nobody does that anymore, do they? Because the tradition changes, you know, and that's an okay thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, you know. Some traditions we kind of grow out of. Some things just kind of change. Other traditions are very, very important. Like think about something like the Thanksgiving Day Parade. You know, that's a big parade. That's an important parade for our country because it's a day when we celebrate Thanksgiving to God. In a month or so, we'll be talking about that. And there's something beautiful about it, you know. But other traditions, you know, they kind of die out after a while. And that's okay because new traditions come. And I think that's how God kind of gives us that rhythm to life that's so important that we're called to celebrate in our life. So yeah, we kind of accept that. We accept the passing of some traditions, but we also celebrate the new traditions that come in, the new people who come into our families who help us to celebrate in new ways, new cultures, you know, and there's something really beautiful about that. And we recognize that God's with us in the midst of all of that. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're celebrating traditions today. This is Jethro Tull, Living in the Past. living in the past, well, there you go. That's where a tradition can kind of wreck us. Because if we don't grow with traditions, and they're not meant to pull us into the past, they're meant to help us respect the past, but to celebrate the present, you know? Sometimes we live in the past, and when we try to push that on people, it's really not the same anymore. You know, recently, I went to Adventureland, which is an amusement park here on Long Island in New York, where this show originates. And I went there for my first communion. I tell you the truth, I have nothing but great memories going there. It was just unbelievable. And going back there was a lot of fun. I went there because they had a big science thing there, and we were doing a television spot there. And it was great to be back there, and I get to see the owner, who's such a nice guy, and it was really wonderful to see it again. It brought back beautiful memories, but I'll tell you, I'm not going on any of those rides ever again, that's for sure, right? Because we kind of go beyond that. So if we lived in the past and I got on the little choo-choo train, you know, first of all, I'd break it, and second of all, you know, it really wouldn't be a thrill for me anymore. But when I was a kid, that was the place to be, and it still is the place to be for kids, you know? There's something really amazing about that. But in our lives, you know, we change as time goes on, so our tastes change and develop, and God helps us to grow in that way, and that's a good thing. So living in the past, you know, can really be a dangerous thing. We need to be able to kind of move on and even be like realistic about who we are and recognize our capabilities as we get a little bit older. That's okay too. Nothing wrong with that. God's with us through it all. Here's Supertramp. This is called The Logical Song. When you think of faith, logic doesn't always fit, right? So people say to me sometimes, well, prove to me that God exists. Show me where God is. And, you know, faith can, like, take us so far, and science can take us so far, but those two roads don't really meet, do they? There's, a little space where you got to jump. There's a little space where you got to trust that faith is what it's all about, you know? And doctors will sometimes say that. You know, doctors will say, well, I know science, and I know how the body works. Yeah, I know, but it's, now and then there's healing that you can't explain, buddy. And that's a good thing, because it reminds us that in addition to technology and science, which is such an important part and good thing in our lives, yeah, there's also this gift of faith. And faith is an important thing. So praying for people who are sick, for example, you know, there's something illogical about that. But at the same time, guess what? It works. So there's something about that. We just say, well, sometimes it's just about faith. We have a tradition of faith where we pray for people. And that's such an important thing, right? To bring people to pray. We shouldn't feel bad about praying for ourselves. That's important, too, to pray for ourselves and to pray to the people in heaven who we love and care for, that they pray for us because they're close, you know, and let them kind of take some prayers for us too. There's something really important about that, and that's why we have saints. You know, sometimes people say, well, why do you have saints? It doesn't make sense. You make gods out of people. No, absolutely not. We have these kind of heroes. We have these Mickey Mantles who've lived this amazing life on earth, and we recognize that in heaven, that amazing life is recognized, and they become an example to the rest of us. So yeah, I'm asking Mickey Mantle in heaven, you know, whoever that is, to say a prayer for me to God, yeah, because there's something about their heroic life that inspires me still, so it's kind of a good thing. Here's 38 Special, Caught Up in You.
Little Bear.
caught up in you. Well, certainly love becomes a great gift of tradition in our lives. So, you know, you see people, like I just did the funeral of a beautiful and lovely woman, Mary Cunningham, who I love so much. I think they were married 60 years, 64 years, her and her husband. And when you think about that, you say to yourself, that's an incredible tradition of love. Like, and now that love changed, of course, over time, right? It's not 17-year-old love anymore, 18-year-old love. No, it becomes 30-year-old love and 40 and 50 and 60 and 80. But there's something beautiful about how that love lasts. Like, that becomes sort of the foundation of everybody's life and a big, giant family's life because of the love of these great-grandparents, parents, and grandparents who fell in love with each other and stayed married and had all this family. Like, it's just an amazing thing, right, how this happens sometimes. There's a tremendous tradition of love there. And I think that's something we should never sell short because God is so present in that and recognizing the power of love and what love really does, you know, that great tradition of love first started by God and how we live it in our own lives. So important, right? That gift of love and how we live it. Hey, here's you too. This is called Stuck in a Moment That You Can't Get Out Of.
Stuck in the moment.
There are sometimes traditions in our lives that can hold us back. For example, you know, I've always worked at this place, and this is where I work. Well, yeah, but sometimes the Lord calls us from one to another. Sometimes in our lives is that kind of passing on. I know in my own life, you know, in the priesthood, priests move around, right? You know priests who have moved around from one parish to another. It's a sad thing. It's a difficult thing when we love the guy and say, I can't believe they got, you know, he's leaving. But that's part of the tradition of our lives so that we can use our gifts in other places and stay fresh and continue to grow and so that the church continues to grow. You know, that's kind of how it goes sometimes. It's not always easy to live like that, right? But I think it takes a tremendous sense of faith and it takes a tremendous sense of trust and sort of a pioneer spirit to be able to say, yeah, you know what? I'm going to let go of this tradition and we're going to move on. We're going to do something else here. I'm going to take another chance. I'm going to volunteer my time someplace. I never did this before. You know, what could that mean? I'm going to go on a mission trip. I'm going to go on a retreat. We're going back to church. All of these things are those moments where we say, yeah, you know what? We can change it. We can create a new tradition. You can start the Sunday Mass tradition this week. You know, there's something exciting about that, and that's a great opportunity for growth and amazing things that we couldn't even, you know, comprehend that could happen in our lives. And here's the Police, Can't Stand Losing You. Sometimes people we think will be there forever are not forever, and sometimes we think people who just pass by are there forever. It's amazing how God puts people in our lives, you know? That's a tremendous gift, and sometimes a tremendous difficulty, but we're called to be those people who love one another, care for one another, and take the moment and recognize it as a blessing. Sometimes the Lord calls people home in a very shocking and tragic way. Other times, you know what happens? Just we fade away with people. But regardless, we're blessed, and recognizing that makes a big, big difference. Here's Eric Clapton. This is called Running on Faith.
Lately talking in my sleep. Can't imagine what I'd have to say, except my world will be right. Love comes back.
That's the best way to run, and when all else fails, that's where we got to turn, to run on faith, to recognize the power of faith in our lives and seeing how faith carries us from one moment in life to another. So traditions are part of that faith. You know, they're kind of the thread that pulls it all together for us. So yeah, we got to bank on that. We got to go back to our faith and recognize the power of faith in our lives where God is calling us again and again, and to recognize the traditions of faith, traditions of family, and our own personal traditions. They all add up to be really important because they help us to be who we are, celebrate who we are, and recognize the best of who God wants us to be. You've been listening to Religion and Rock, It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughn, and it's engineered and produced by the traditional man himself, Stephen the Man Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.